Did you guys know that sometimes the things that Jesus says can be PG-13 or R? It's true. So more than one grown-up has come up to me this morning with great concern, asking me if there's something that I could do about the gospel reading. Here's the deal. There's not much I can do about the words of Jesus that are in the Bible other than interpret them for us, right? You get that? Can't really mark it out like Thomas Jefferson or other people do. But I do think that we can talk a little bit for a little while about what I think those words mean. But in order to do that, we have to know two things. You ready? You guys don't seem so ready. They're ready. What? Amelia's ready? Yeah? Good. Okay, here's the first thing we have to know. We have to know, to whom is Jesus speaking when he tells this kind of wild story that we have for the gospel? And the people that he's talking to are Jewish followers of Jesus, or how we might think of those people today is people who really go to church almost every Sunday. So they're really faithful people. They're people who have a lot of spiritual and religious practice, and they take their relationship with God very seriously. They're really committed to going to church and doing the things that the rabbis, or what we might call priests, ask them to do. Does that make sense? Yeah? Do y'all know anybody like that? All of those people out there. They go to church. Okay, so we know that Jesus is talking to people who go to church, people who are really faithful, people who pray and read the Bible and sing and give of their resources and listen and come and do all the things that church wants you to do. What's the second thing that we need to know? Here it is. Jesus, from time to time, exaggerates to make his point. Do you know what exaggerating is? What is it? What is it, Abby? It's like making something sound bigger than what it actually is. Exactly. Perfect. Okay, so now we can do something with this crazy gospel reading that we have today, because we know that Jesus is talking to people who normally go to church, and we also know that Jesus, from time to time, likes to make something bigger so that he can make a point, right? So here are all these people, and they're listening very carefully. And what does he do first? The very first thing that he says is, he says, you know, there are rules that we have in church. You've heard these rules. One of them is, you shouldn't commit murder, or you shouldn't kill anyone. And he says, what I would tell you is, even if you're angry at someone, you've already made a catastrophic, a huge mistake. What? Yeah, that's violent, right? Yeah, but he's saying even our words, even our thoughts, and sometimes our feelings could be violent. And he's trying to make a point. He's trying to make a point with these people who are really intent upon following the rules of church. But Jesus is really intent on following the rules of God, not of church, but of God, which sometimes they're the same thing, but sometimes we make it so they're not. And so what Jesus is about is, he's about first things first. And what's the most important thing to Jesus? Anybody know? Anybody remember from a couple of weeks ago? So this reading that we have from the gospel is part of Jesus's vision for what the world would look like. And it's called the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount starts with these amazing phrases about who is blessed. And what Jesus is saying about people who are blessed, what he tells this crowd of people, this crowd of church-going people, is that people who you think, who we normally think are cursed, are really blessed. The point that Jesus is trying to make is that no one is cursed. Everyone is blessed, everyone is loved, and everyone is in. That's the most important thing to Jesus. That we know that everyone is beloved of God. That God loves everyone no matter what. So Jesus is trying to make a point to these church people, and he's saying first things first. He's saying what we always have to remember, what we always have to teach people, what we always have to know in our religious and spiritual practice, is that how we treat one another is the most important thing. And that the way that we treat one another is with love and care and kindness and tenderness and compassion. In order to make the point to us, he exaggerates a lot, right? He says, so if your eye is causing you, if you look upon someone and you think like, wow, they're not blessed, then what does he say in the story? Did you catch it? It's crazy. He says, if you're looking at someone and you think that they're not beloved of God, that they're not precious to God, that they're not worthy of compassion and kindness and care, then you should just take your eye and throw it out. It's better to be blind than think about things like that. Crazy, right? He's exaggerating, and it's a little disgusting, right? And he says, if your right hand does anything that would indicate that people are not beloved and blessed and cared for and worthy of kindness and compassion, that you should just
cut it off
and throw it away. Disgusting. Right? Disgusting. Yeah. If that were the case, if that were really the case, what do you think this church would look like? We'd be a bunch of blind people turning the page of our leaflets with our left hands, right? But we're not. Jesus is trying to make a point here that the most important thing we do, and he's saying, if you only can do one thing, then just love one another. Jesus isn't the only one who says this. There's this guy named Paul. Ever heard about him?
I think it's you.
No, it's not me. It's not me. I'm Jimmy. There's a guy named Paul, and he wrote a bunch of the books that are in the back end of the Bible. So if you like flip to the back of the Bible, Paul wrote a bunch of that stuff. Well, he writes this letter to people who are following Jesus in a town called Corinth. And he makes it very clear that the most important thing for us is that we love one another. But here's the funny thing about that. We don't really hear that when that reading gets read, because oftentimes it gets read at weddings when people are all in love and googly-eyed at each other and want to kiss. And you know what he says? You know what Paul says? He says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, do you know what that means?
Nope.
No, of course you don't. Let me translate it for you. He says, if I am the best ever at talking, if I'm so good at talking and convincing you of what is true and what is beautiful and what is good, if I'm so good that I'm not even the best human talking, but I'm better than all the angels or anything in heaven, if I'm so good at talking, he says, but I don't have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Wow, right? In another translation, it says, if I speak with all human eloquence or with angelic ecstasy, but I don't have love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. So the point that he's trying to make here is that love is the most important thing that we should learn from God. That all of us, everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what you do or don't do, no matter what you say or don't say, all of us are worthy of love and care and kindness and compassion. You see, Jesus is not really worried about whether we keep our eyes or whether we keep our right hands. Jesus is worried about whether we keep our hearts. You got it? Good enough? Okay. Thanks, everybody. Amen.